Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, we're going to be joined now by FC United manager Neil Reynolds, who should be quite happy with that performance there he's seen.
Hey,
Neil,
man.
Big thank you for joining us. Yeah. And, well, that's good.
Yeah, really good. Thought first half we were exceptional. Thought first half we were really, 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 really eye-catching. And it is difficult when you make a load of changes. You're asking lads to do different things when lads have stepped out. But listen, to go and beat Warrington, National League North side, it shows that, you know, we're developing nicely as a squad, and we've come a long way since the first session in pre-season.
Let's just talk about how we played in that first half, because the movement was another level. I mean, I'll get to the fullback shortly, but one question I do have to ask is Max Kane, because Max Kane is dropping deep. He's looking like he's going to get to the ball, but if he doesn't get to the ball, there's a runner often, and that runner is either Hartley or Morris or Fitzmartin. But the one thing I have to say about Max Kane is he's gained an inch,
yeah,
and he's lean, he's mean, and he looks the part. There's a lot of work going on there, it looks like.
Yeah, there has, and we've done loads of work in pre-season, and probably Max's development point is that linking up play, and he knows that. I thought his link-up play was excellent,
yeah,
tonight. I thought he's the way he occupied two centre-halves that are going to do really well in the National League North was incredible. He's going to have competition on his shirt, you know, bringing Nick Bilardo in. You've got Matty Van Wijk, but Max is developing, and he's doing really, really well. And what it allows, people might not see that, I'm glad you have seen it, because it allows the three to go behind the one. It then allows the two full-backs to go, because if Max secures the first one, he can set Donoghue, and we've released four or five players in front of him. And I think we did it 15, 20 times first half, and people won't recognise the impact that Max was having there. I think two balls bounced off him tonight, that was it. I thought his overall gameplay was exceptional. And listen, the good thing is with the squad, it's there's competition everywhere, and they know that they've got to play at the top of the game. But it's important that if Max Kane goes out, Matty Van Wijk or Nick Bilardo come in, or if Donoghue goes out, Griff comes in, or where it will be if, you know, the two fullbacks go out, the two fullbacks come in. And that's part of what we're trying to build. But you can see there's a lot of work going in behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know, match day doesn't happen. We're very religious with our training, with our shape, our rotations, our set pieces. Great score off a set piece at the end that we've just worked on. So, all in all, I'm really happy.
The movement in the penalty box, the opposition penalty box, was really good. And considering we're 4 games in, you can imagine that if you continue this trajectory in October, those will result in goals, because we really were moving Warrington around in the penalty area.
We're exciting. You can see the three set pieces that we're working on. You know, the overloads at the front post, the attacking zone, the little pull back. And we'll get better. You know, we've only just introduced them to the squad. But you can see that it's the movement. The movement is really key. And we're young, we're hungry, we're dynamic, we've got energetic. And if Jay Fitz or Elliot are going to have to come off because they've covered 12K, you imagine throwing on Keane Baru and Dante Gabbidon.
I was going to mention the fact that
you know,
got
and,
that.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, and that's where we're at the minute. You know, I've got numbers in centre mid, but we probably got one too many fours and what we need. So we, you know, the 4-6 in front of the back four. Then you got Donoghue break, and then you got your natural number 10. Times in the second half, I thought we played with three number fours at times, and we've got to be brave to get forward. And I've just said that to the lads. You know, even if you're not familiar to play the 8 or the 10, you've got to go and do it. And that's what we're asking. The lads, we're putting big demands on the squad at the minute, but it's good. You know, it's nice to watch. Like I said, we're building something, and hopefully we're ready come the start of the season.
It's been a common theme in pre-season that obviously when you make substitutions, generally the pattern of play doesn't change all too much. I think because of the opposition we're playing tonight, it became a bit of a battle in midfield and it became a bit bitty. But one thing that stayed the same despite the substitutions was the two full-backs, Zuck and Coulton in the first half, and Hall and Vaughan in the second. I mean, blimey. I'm not going to give the game plan away, but you can see it from up here, what goes on. It's well worked stuff when you're going forward, and the fullbacks are crucial.
People know how I play. You know, I don't change the way I play. I'm such an attacking manager, despite what other people said. I've never completed. Attacking manager, the hardest position to play in this football team is the fullback area. The demands we put on 2 and 3 are our defensive unit and our attacking unit. And if they create the overloads. It brings 7, 10, 11 inside. They get the deliveries and then got to work back another 80, 90 yards. They cover 12.5, 13K per game. They were all set tonight, 50 overlapping runs in each half, and they've all achieved it. You know, it's so hard, but they've got to be fit. And you can see, and, you know, they're all at a good age. And, you know, when I had Adam Dodd doing it, you know, in his younger 20s, he bang, bang, bang. And you get to a certain age where you just can't do that all the time. But you can see with our fullbacks, the age of them, 21, 22, you know, 19, 20, that they've got loads of legs in them. And it is hard, that transition. It's hard to mark. And, you know, it's nice when it comes off.
And something new we spotted tonight. Fullbacks taking corners, and not just that, passing to the fullback on the wing. I mean, it's been that was how the second goal was scored. I mean, it was a whole corner, wasn't it, to Vaughan, and Vaughan crossed it in, and there was Van Wyk, and that's clearly been worked on.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Ennis creates a space. He makes a decoy run. He spins back out. He blocks the runner. Ethan goes in, sets back, and puts one in. But yeah, there's loads of work that we do on the training ground, and people will. They'll make notes, you know, there's a few managers here tonight, they'll make notes, but when it happens so quickly, it's so hard to mark. And
these are new things added to the corners that you're already doing at the end of that season.
Yeah, I mean, we've even got the iPad now, we can put our set pieces on and our team, and it makes it so much easier, and the lads are getting their instructions. But it's good, you know, all in all, it's good, but we haven't achieved anything. We're just, as a squad, we're still getting to know each other. You know, we've got a long way to go. We've got a game against a team called Rimmington on Thursday.
Right.
It was going to be a Buildings Academy game, but I'm going to take 5 or 6 first teamers down there to play minutes. It's just a local game that's near me. It's to give lads chances of playing, so the likes of Ennis and young Joe and Pav and Ethan Vaughan and Dante Gabadon, they're going to get some minutes. And then we go to Winsford on Saturday. So what I've got to do now, Ben, I've got to whittle this 24, 25 down to 20, and you'll probably see in the next, definitely the next 7 days that we're going to have to try and place some lads with different clubs, which is hard to do because they've all been brilliant. But you know that 24 doesn't go into 16, and quickly we're into our second half of the pre-season campaign, and we've got to start getting 60s, 70s, 80s into the lads now. And, you know, that's going to be the horrible part of football management, but it's things that people don't see.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's happened tonight is Pat Boyes started, and I'll let you into a little secret. I think Tim gave it away, and on the PA he gave the man a match to Charlie Oliver, because that's what we went with.
Yeah.
And then towards the end he's made two great saves on top of the saves he's already made, and we went, well, it's Pat Boyes, isn't it, really?
It could be Charlie Oliver. He's fantastic. I mean, before we get on to Pat, he did something in the second half where the ball's
amazing.
Sky on and just brings it down and spins and plays, and you know, you look at him, Curtis and Jan, you've got real selection there, but you got a number one in behind you who only thought he was coming in for a bit part of the season, and I'm looking down and now 6'2", you know, really good presence, great lad in the dressing room, fantastic goalkeeper. And you know, when you lose probably the best goalkeeper in the league, it's important that you go and get another one. And I think, you know, I know he's got big shoes to fill, but you know, I think that the fans will be happy with Pat over the course of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And apologies to Charlie Oliver for changing it.
He'll win another one.
He'll win another
I'm
one,
sure.
Yeah. There was a fair few bits of showboating going on. I mean, Palinkas
almost got caught, didn't it, at the end?
How does Palinkas do this, by the way? I think he sees the game in slow motion, because he looks like he's getting into trouble and then manages to get himself out of it.
So Jan knows my...
You don't like it, though, clearly.
I don't like it. Jan, Curtis Jones, Charlie, they play two-touch, and Jan gets into kind of, I don't know, centre-half mode, and he steps out. But he's so good at it, and I don't want to take that flair out of his game, but I think the way we move the ball so quickly, I mean, look at the first half, two centre-halves, we split on the 18-yard box, the amount of times we got the full-back out, Morris and Fitzmartin, wow, Keegan Hartley with his press, Max Kane, Donoghue, was great.
What a ball for Morris, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, it was so good. And you can see why Morris scores 23, 24 goals last season. You can see what he's going to bring to us this year. But it's the sheer pace now. You try and mark that top. And then you've got two fullbacks who are going at, you know, 100-metre sprint pace as well. So at the minute, it's good. But we know it can change. You know, we only have to look at what's happened this week with, you know, Czech. And people will be looking at our players now and talking about FC United. But I think we're creating something, and lads want to do well for this footy team. So I'm hoping that they're going to be here for a long time to come, and hopefully we can progress well into the start of the season.
Well, Neil, we're going to leave you to it on Thursday night. But Winsford will be there, and you've already mentioned the importance of these next couple of games. I mean, this is the challenge, isn't it?
This is the crunch point now. Yeah. I mean, you get the first four out of the way, and it's all about 45 minutes, you know, to get your legs back in, football, getting the style of play. We're now going into your Winsfords, your Longridges, etc., and lads have got to be picking up to 60, 70, 80 minutes now and commanding a shirt for the start of the season. I have no idea, studying now, who I'm going to pick at the minute. There is such a fight at centre half, the full back areas, the centre mid areas, the centre foot, the three behind the one. There's a real scrap going on. And but it's a good, you know, everyone says it's a good headache to have. I don't think it's a good headache. It gives me sleepless nights. But we've recruited really well, and you know, all we can do is keep going. One pleasing factor that Joe just told me tonight was and whoever it was, if they're listening, thank you. You know, they were umming and ahhing whether or not to get the season ticket. They're talking about the style of football and what we've got going on, and he just went and bought a season ticket straight away.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to create. And I can't apologise enough for last season. Injuries and suspensions literally take over. Budget cuts take over. We want a good side. We want a hungry side. But at times, it just doesn't materialise that way. But trust me, we're trying to get a really free-flowing attacking football side out there. We are desperate for people to buy season tickets, because I couldn't think of anything worse than, you know, the budget doesn't come to fruition after the group we've got here. So it is a play. You know, thank you to the gentleman who went and bought his season ticket tonight. But my honest assessment is that we'll do our best to play really good attractive football and win games of football. And, you know, we want this place rocking. We want it rocking.
And our honest assessment, impartial, obviously, that is good football. And it was the same against Altrincham last Tuesday.
It's a different style to last season, I think.
Yes.
In the way that we're playing.
Really is.
It's quicker tempo.
Neil, keep up the excellent work. Big congratulations this evening. Big good luck on Thursday night, and we'll catch up again in Cheshire.
Brilliant.
On Saturday.
Thanks, Ben.
See you soon.
Cheers,
take
Paul.
Care.
Cheers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.